Let me tell my story, a story that is true. Back in Missouri in the year of 72, in the good hill of Missouri, where true friends are so rare, they were in the city park, the lineback. Boots came from the jungle, Susie from the hills, together they rode, the pony was supreme. People came from near and far to see this wondrous sight. Though real excitement came when and late at night. A mighty rodeo boots cheered that rumble through the night. It shook doors and windows, it created such a fright. The children awakened to Butch's mighty roar. They cried, what happened when it shook all the doors? Susie gave a cry to Butch's mighty roar. In response, the dog towel a season of war. And years came and went, and they were still together. Nothing separated them, they were friends forever. Butch grew old and feeble, old age crept up on him. His walk was a little slower, his eyesight grew dim. Together they grew old, the lion and his gal. Butch lost his role, Susie lost her ride. Butch was called home, it was time for him to go. He had served his time, his role would be no more. No more together in the parks, he sits there all alone. No more sounds in the night, the roar and growl were gone. Susie waits for dream for him to come around. The days and months are passing, which was not to be found. Butch was gone away to a land so far away, where old lions go to rest when they can feel their strength. Susie will be leaving to join the lords of staff. Again they'll be together, the lion and the bear. The park is dark and lonely, no joy to be found there. For we will surely miss him, Butch the lion and Susie the bear. May God be with us all while on earth we are, because we do young God will call home. One day we'll all be together, so proud of them. There we'll be together.